Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Given to me as a gift today was a bottle of champagne, but it wasn't just a bottle of champagne. It was a bottle of Cristal champagne. It was given to me as a gift by some nice people that I'm working with. And I looked at this, and I said to Janice, who was in the office, I said, you know that this stuff retails for probably in a store, this is about $200 a bottle. In a restaurant, it's $500 for a bottle of Cristal champagne. Now, I realize if you're a normal human being, that is well beyond your experience. It's well beyond mine. I don't care how much money I make in this world. I will never. I just bought a new car, and I want to go home, and I want to asphyxiate myself with formaldehyde. I feel guilty about buying a new car for myself. What is that? What's the story, guys? Why do we hate ourselves? Let's go. Let's check in on it now. 1-800-449-8686. Why do we hate ourselves, guys? Why do we all think we're scum, okay? Let's check in on that. You know, there was a radio show once called All Men Are Pigs, and it was hosted by these two women. Very predictable thing. All men are pigs. And I wanted to call up and say, we know. We know we're pigs. Why do you think there's a record number of us committing suicide? Why do a record number of us die from heart attack? Why do we die from liver cancer, lung cancer? And now we're passing it on to our male progeny. The survival rate for male babies has dropped at the turn of the 20th century. It was somewhere in the neighborhood of 90% of all male babies survived for every 90 male babies survived for every 100 female baby. Do you want to know where it is now? It's about 75 male babies survive for every 100 female babies. And the reason for that is because the men are now passing the stress down to the infant baby boys before they even get into the world. Well, the reason why I bring all of this up is to say I would never in my wildest dreams ever consider buying a bottle of this for either myself or anyone that I know, including my wife who I love. Because if I gotta suffer, so does she. I'm Phil Hendry. Cristal champagne, $500 a bottle in a restaurant. One time I was out at Ruth's Chris out in Palm Desert and was with my wife, and we saw on the menu Louis XIV cognac or something, but I didn't know anything about it. But what I did see was it said $124 for a shot. So I said, do you want to get one? And we can't justify. Oh, come on, let's go. Well, we're still paying for it. And she drank it down, like, she just took it. And I said, well, I don't want it. You drink it. So she drank it. And I said, what was it like? She goes, oh, it was, Yeah, right. If it wasn't 124 fish in the dish, you would have said it tasted like pea water, like a buzzard's urinal, like the drippings from a buzzard's urinal. That's what it tastes like. But at $124, 124 frog skins, fish in the dish, 124 clams, suddenly you're drinking rainwater, man. Suddenly you're drinking right out of God's tap. Now, this Cristal champagne, I don't know anything about it. I do know this. No real man likes to drink champagne. Women do. Women drink champagne because, I don't really know. I think they like it because it is a moderately enjoyable high. It's a moderately sweet tasting drink, I suppose. It's bubbly. It's fun. It's extremely feminine. And it can be very expensive, as I mentioned. But no real man. Any man that enjoys drinking champagne, he ought to have his penis revoked. The other thing that you've heard of, I don't really know. I don't personally. I don't, I'm just kidding, guys. If you like it, it's great. I personally don't drink it because it bothers, makes me want to vomit. Champagne literally makes me want to just regurgitate when I smell it or drink it. If I'm around it, if I'm around anybody that's been drinking it, if I'm within six blocks of a wedding, I want to pull over to the side and dry heave into the gutter. It's just no offense. It's no problem. But I have to turn down more wedding invitations because, you know, our daughter Mary is being married on this blessed day, Phil. Champagne. Pardon me. Right into the, you know, just right into the upper pocket of his dress shirt. But this, look at this, man. Now I'm going to take this home to my wife. I just emailed her. I said, honey, I got a bottle of this Cristal. And she said, well, let me put that in with my stash. And so I'm going to go downstairs and put another 15 bottles in the basement. And it's really great. Anything that don't have a picture of Don Julio on the front ain't worth drinking, am I right? You bet. Well, anyway, thank you very much for that. It's the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686, the place that has sold, as of today, $1,400 worth of the Phil Hendry Best of the Year 2001 CD. That's right, we have kicked off our 2001 CD sales, and we have sold 64. And we're really proud of that and very happy. And seriously, I can't thank you enough. All of that money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And that's a great thing because they do marvelous work. They have a brand new resource center, a brand new community center at the end of the Hollywood Boulevard, right near the Hollywood Freeway, just far enough away from the tourists down near the, you know, the new complex there at Hollywood and Highland. Well, they don't want to be too close to that because, you know, a bunch of kids with runny noses and, I don't know, they got all kinds of crap spiked to their face and they're sleeping in a storm drain underneath the Hollywood Bowl. They don't want them around there, so they move them way down to the end of the other street. And that's where they help these kids, and we appreciate your help. Thank you, because next year I'm keeping all the money for myself. 1-800-449-8686. Bruce?
Yeah, how you doing, Phil?
Very fine. How are you?
All right. Did you guys happen to get a call about the G. Gordon Liddy show today?
G. Gordon Libby?
Liddy. G. Gordon Liddy.
Who's he?
What was he? He
worked the scumbag that broke into the White House or something?
Right.
Yeah, what did he do? Oh, he's got a show, huh?
Yeah, he's got a show.
Ain't that the beautiful thing? How soon before a guy who's guilty of, like, serial rape gets his own, "Hi, I'm Bill Johnson. As you know, I raped 16 women. But now I'm clean and I do a show." So what did he do?
There you go. Well, just before the end of the show, he was reading an article about frivolous lawsuits, and he said, "Here's a guy from Corona, California," and he read the name, Steve Bozell.
Bull crap.
No, I swear this. It was.
If you got this on tape, I will play it.
I do not have it on tape. I was on my way.
On the G. Gordon Libby show, he was talking about Steve Bozell.
Steve Bozell, and he said he's from Corona, California, and he was talking about a lawsuit that he sued the Parks Department of Riverside.
Yeah.
For putting a dye in the pool, and when he urinated in the pool.
Oh, please! Who late?
He talked about another lawsuit where Steve Bozell jumped in the pool. And there were kids playing with dive sticks or something.
And it was wedged up his ass, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they were reading this on the air. They thought it was legit. They were cracking up. And they had to stop because they said, "Oh, this thing needs to be censored before we read it." But they thought it was legit. I was cracking up.
Oh, he's got to stop using our website as a news source. That's the problem with G. Gordon Libby and his cronies. They're logging on to PhilHendryShow.com and just downloading the stories as if they're real.
Well,
are you putting me on, Bruce?
No. This is for real. It was an article, apparently, that they had, and...
Every now and again, that happens. Every now and again, the Don and Mike show, they were rapping about Bob Swain as if he was a real guy. And some other shows... here in L.A., there's a guy, Dennis Prager, was on one day going, "And there was a man on his show the other day talking to someone who had a dive stick wedged up his crack. I think this is..." And then he went to a commercial break and he came back, "I've been informed that that man is Phil Hendry and he talks to himself. I'm sorry."
Yeah, well, I was waiting for that to happen or somebody to call in, but apparently the title of the article was like abuse of lawsuits or something, and apparently Steve Bozell was just one of the names on there.
Oh, that's beautiful material. I gotta get a tape of that. But more importantly, I would love to find out what source he was reading from.
Yeah, it'd be
Bruce,
great,
best call I could take today is yours, right out of the gate. We don't need any more phone calls.
All right,
man. Thanks. Bye. Now that's what I call a valuable phone call, informative, centered around the guts and tenor of the show, filled with interesting informational tidbits that we can further resource and navigate and goldmine. Doesn't waste any time, gets right to the point. Here's Amy. Hi, Amy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Amy.
That guy's right. Gordon Liddy was on the radio right
now. This guy is the guy that broke into Nixon's bedroom, right?
I'm sorry?
Wasn't this the guy that broke into Pat Nixon's wardrobe?
Oh, no, I don't know, but he's talking about the pool, about the dye, Steve Bozell.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when.
So G. Gordon Liddy today was reading these lawsuits that were actually from the Phil Hendry. Oh, I know what he did.
It was his executive producer who brought it in and laid it in front of him.
Oh, I know somebody's getting fired tonight.
And,
yeah.
And she was also in his stacked and packed calendar. So, you know, maybe that kind of tells you
Maybe we can get a call from G. Gordon Liddy's executive. We'll get a call from his executive producer.
Maybe.
What did you just say? What did you just say there? She was stacking and packing what?
She's in the his stacked and packed calendar, so maybe that kind of tells you that.
What does that mean?
It's a calendar of a bunch of women that.
Oh, they're big breasted.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that he's been selling on his radio show. So maybe that kind of tells you the mentality of his executive producer. But
she's got big breasts.
Well, maybe she doesn't have a lot of brains either.
So. Well, just because a woman is large in the chest doesn't mean she's mentally inferior.
Well, she gave him the article thinking it was legit.
Well, that is stupid. You're right. Yeah. Yeah, just like a big-breasted moron woman, huh? Well, you know, I can theorize as to where this came from. There's a listener of mine who has a website, and he's listed all of Steve Bozell's lawsuits. And I'll bet you money that somebody entered a search engine looking for weird lawsuits, found this Steve Bozell site, and downloaded all that stuff. If I could get a tape of the show, I'd love to hear it.
Okay,
thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.
See you later, kid. All right, bye. How about that? There's another good call. Two calls right out of the gate having to do with source material relative to the show. Some guy named G. Gordon Libby, and the guy, I believe he's the one that broke into Pat Nixon's wardrobe and was running around to the front lawn of the White House going, whoa! You know, just kind of, he had on one of her flimsy burnouses. Wasn't that the guy? He ate rat meat. They said, all right, Gordon, were you wearing a women's bra? I'm not telling anything, okay? I'm not saying a word. Well, we saw you in a woman's brassiere. So then he goes out and he eats rat meat, and he got gang raped in the prison shower. And he's just one of those guys that you want to, well, you look up to a guy like that. And by the way, he's aired by Westwood One. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Apparently today on the G. Gordon Liddy Show, and thank you, Bill from El Paso, for calling in and giving us 3 hours worth of material because we hadn't prepped any for today's show. Apparently today on the G. Gordon Liddy Show, he went on his show and he was reading lawsuits allegedly filed by, well, not allegedly filed, they were never filed by anybody because they were lawsuits filed by Steve Bozell, a fictitious character created and performed by me on my show. Now, am I bringing this up? Am I talking about this? Because I want to talk about how dumb some other host is and how cool I am. Well, maybe. But really, the point is, this, I'm glad this happened. There's a real point that transcends me or G. Gordon Liddy. And the point is this. Right now in America, news talk is making a resurgence. What do I mean by news talk? I'm talking about serious talk show hosts. Jaw-jacking and gas-bagging everything from the newspaper, from Afghanistan to budgets. They're rolling the clock back on talk radio away from entertainment or personality-driven talk radio to news talk. Guys wearing ties and white shirts. Okay? And I have said for years that it is nothing more than a veiled effort at what I do. Guys that get on the air and talk about the issues are just as egotistical, just as ratings-driven, just as full of crap as anybody does a show like me. But I'm honest enough to admit that this is what I do. Those guys lie about it and say they actually care about your opinion and that they want to get the information out and that they want to, you know, they want to become a force for good and they want to be a spokesperson for conservative ideas and they want to be a spokesperson for libertarian ideas and they want to get everybody to get on the phone and call our congressman so they roll back the pay increase and they want to get everybody to get on the phone and call the congressman so they can roll back that bond issue for the sewer system in the North County and they want to get everybody on the phone to call back and talk about all those bad things that are happening to fathers' rights and victims' rights and it's all just a canard. It's, in other words, shuck and jive. It's a con game. All they care about are numbers, the same way that I do. All they care about is pulling out a paycheck, same way that I do. All they care about is coming in on a Monday morning and seeing that the studio hasn't been locked, that you still have access to your chair and your microphone, same as I do. But will they admit it? No. That's what drives me nuts. Now I find G. Gordon Liddy taking material from my show, reading it on the air as if it's real. You want to know? This guy does some real homework. Now you know the homework they do in a G. Gordon Liddy show. They're pulling stuff off of a joke website, reading it on the air as if it's news, and going home and patting themselves on the back. He's probably driving home right now if, well, let's just say in a perfect world he was driving home right now listening to me, and if he didn't want to shoot himself.
I'm G. Gordon Liddy, and I believe the large mass of the body is the best place to aim a gun.
You notice he sounds a lot like Art Bell without the unique show? G. Gordon Liddy is Art Bell without the creative show.
The Clintons and Mr. Clinton's bride.
So he's reading stuff from a website that is a fan of mine who posts goofball lawsuits that were filed by Steve Bozell, a made-up guy, and he's reading it like it's news. Now you say, well, what's the big deal? What do you mean it's the big deal, man? Why don't these guys just come clean? Why don't they just say that they care every bit as much about numbers and money as I do? Why do they got to come on and talk about how they care about cleaning up the country? They don't care about... name anybody you want, I don't care who it is, they're not a one of them cares less whether this country is standing or falling tomorrow, so long as that paycheck, so long as that thing is getting direct deposited. So long as that boy is upstairs there, you know, the young Mexican-American kid going,
I wiped down the Rolls Royce real good for you today, Mr. Limbaugh. I swear to God, I'm not going to pee in a hubcap today.
Well, all right. Where's the boy that cleans the car?
I'm going to do a good today for you. Don't worry about it, Mr. Hannity.
There's another little twerp. Used to call me when I was in Atlanta.
Boy, Phil, I think you're the funniest guy on the radio. That's fantastic.
Where are you going, Sean?
Up to New York.
There's another guy that's got another. He's running a game. That cat's running a huge game. All of them. So I get on here, and I'm talking the truth and say, well, look, we're just full of crap, and I don't care about changing the world. Just like I told those guys on Channel 5 the other morning. I said, who was it? Gisele Fernandez? Is that her name? Gisele? Oh, Gisele. She said, Gisele? Gisele Fernandez. She said to me,
so, Mr. Hendry, I understand you want to make a point with the humor that you do. There's an underlying sort of the layers of melodrama that bring out the essence.
What are you talking about? I said, I'm not trying to make a point. I'm trying to get paid and make it through each day. I get through the show, I get in my car, I drive home, I throw myself out of the driver's side, I crawl to the front door, I push the door weakly open, crawl inside, my wife shuts it behind me, I roll over on my back, and I can still hear the distant firing from the hills beyond. I can still hear the gunfire from the enemy in the hills beyond my home. I crawl to the dinner table, pull myself up in the chair, and I go, pork roast. And then I go to bed. And the next day, I start it all over again. And at the end of the week, if I've been a good little boy, somebody comes around from accounting and go, Phil, here's your paycheck. I'm sorry, it's about $2,000 light this week. Laura needed a microphone in her studio. But you know, and that's okay. And I come in here, I try to have a couple of kicks, try to make a couple of people laugh. If I don't, well, sue me. Oh, wait a minute. That's Steve Bozell. But these guys are coming on the radio saying they're doing serious news talk, and they're lifting material from a website of some goofball fan of mine, some guy who's out there huffing cans of Glade, some guy that's out huffing every different color of spray paint, and then he posts all the Steve Bozell lawsuits, and his mom is going, Eddie, you're in the shed again? And he goes inside, listens to my show, and he's back on the paint again. That's why his mom doesn't want him listening to my show. And G. Gordon Liddy is lifting all this Glade and paint-huffing-inspired lawsuit stuff and putting it on his show like it's real stuff. And he's got a 10-year deal. God bless you, man. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up, Chris Norton is on to talk about how women only see him as a sex object, and I hope I'm quoting him correctly, on account of my male member is so big, end quote. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Bill Hendry Show is back.
Time for another installment of The Problems That Men Face. And we have a special guest. As you know, we take cards and letters. We get an awful lot of cards and letters from all kinds of guys throughout the week. Individual problems and how we can share with the information that each man has, how we can make life better for all men. Right now we have... come on in, Chris. Sit down. What's your name?
It's Chris Norton.
You're Chris Norton, and Chris, how old are you?
Yes, sir, I'm 28.
You're 28. Where do you live?
I live in Manhattan Beach.
Manhattan Beach. Chris, you wrote us a letter having to do with your dating and meeting women, right?
Yes, sir.
And what essentially is the problem you have?
I think that basically, first of all, I want to say it's exciting for me to be here with you, Mr. Henry. I like listening to your show a lot.
Thank you.
And I think that the reason why I say, okay, I'm kind of nervous.
All right, calm down. You have a glass of water there? Take a sip of that. Go ahead.
I think women take advantage of me because...
All right. Now, in the card that you wrote to Janice, women take advantage of you because of your physical body?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Be specific. And if you can, use a metaphor or another word for it.
Well, women take advantage of me because I do have a large male member. They told me that I, or they do say that they are attracted to me.
How do they know that you have a large penis?
Excuse me?
How do they know?
Oh, well, apparently they can see it through my pants. I wear generally pleather because it's very comfortable and...
Is pleather tight? I'm not familiar with pleather. What is that?
It's kind of a cross between plastic and leather. It's very fashionable. It's very stylish. It's also something that you can wear either as a formal item or you can wear a casual too. And I like to just, I'm very California casual. That's my style.
Would you say that you dress to look sexy for women?
No, I don't. I've never had a problem getting women interested in me because I do have a large male member. I have had a lot of women who just want to go out with me, and that's never been a problem. But I don't want to be treated that way, and there's a lot of problems that are associated with it.
You mentioned that you have a blood pressure problem. Is that right?
Yes, I do, sir.
Is that because of the size of it?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that.
My blood pressure will go down when I get inside it because the amount of blood that has to go down to it... drains. The doctor told me it drains out of the brain. I have to lay down.
All right. So women are treating you in a way that many women could identify with this because of your physicality.
Yeah. Women treat me as if I'm a stud, and they just want to ride me like I'm a stud mule. And I find that offensive. My inner feelings have been hurt when all they want to do is have sex with me and treat me like a human being. I would just like to be treated like a human being. And when women look at me, they never really look me in the eye, you know?
Where are they looking?
They look like at my upper left thigh. That's where they look. And they look at it, and they never want to take me for the man that I am. All they want to do is look at it.
So women are looking down there at your male members, you call it.
Yeah, that's all they want to do is look at it. And they will look at it, even though I'm trying to talk to them, and... I say, what's your name and everything? And they say, oh, my name is Mary or whatever. And they're staring straight at my leg. They never are looking to me.
So their women are having a conversation. Hi, my name's Mary. And they're staring down at your leg.
They're staring at the upper portion.
All right, the upper part of your left thigh.
Yeah.
Do you dress sexy, Chris?
No. I mean, the clothes I wear are functional. I like to feel, I wear loose-fitting silk shirts. I wear a nice, comfortable pleather or leather pants, generally cowboy boots. I do wear some wrist chains. I also wear a bandana. People see the bandana when I get out of my car because I go down to Rusty Pelican in Manhattan Beach. And
is that what you call a distinctive thing, your bandana?
Yes, sir. I wear a red bandana.
And you say that so people can see you?
Yeah, they see me when I get out of my car. And when I go down to Rusty Pelican, they'll say, oh, Chris is coming and get his Cap Morgans and Coke ready for him because they can see the red bandana in the parking lot as I come out. But I just want to go into adult film business as a producer as soon as I get enough money, but that doesn't mean that I want women to see me as a sex object.
This is the first I heard. You want to go into producing adult films?
Yes, I do, sir.
But you don't want to necessarily have the sex that goes along with it.
No, I want to meet a woman, but because I have a huge, it is pretty big. Anyone that's big enough to make you almost pass out when you get excited,
All right, let's establish it's big.
It's big, and women want it. And I just don't think it's right, that's all.
All right, this is Chris. Go ahead, Chris, you can relax. You look a little nervous, man. I don't blame you. This is Chris Norton. He's 28 years old from Manhattan Beach. Women treat him like a sex object because he is very endowed. He says he doesn't dress sexy. You just dress for comfort, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
Tell me a little bit more about how you dress. You wear a red bandana, leather or pleather pants. Do you wear any other kind of pant?
Not really, because I like the pleather or the leather because you can breathe. I mean, your skin breathes, It's has a lot to do with the fact that I am large because it has to breathe. And because I'm like that, just don't mean I want to be used as a piece of me. And I do see women in restaurants that I go into, or into bars, or into cocktail lounge that I like to go to. I see women whispering about my male member at the bar. They'll point it out and see, look at that. And it makes me sweat, and I get upset about it because I know that what's coming next. And
well, what is coming next? They're going to come over to you?
Yeah, they're going to come over and say, what it is, buy me a drink. And what I ought to do is say, buy me a drink for all the hell that I go through, because every time one of them comes over and gets me excited, I feel like I'm going to pass out. Because
the blood's coming down from your brain?
Into it, yeah. So, I don't know.
All right, Chris Norton is his name, and this is a part of the regular feature that we're running on our program now, the problems that men have and what we can do to help each other.
What's the matter?
Well, kill the music. I got to tell you something, man. You have a problem that I can't relate to,
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that there's very many guys out there that can.
Well, your program is called Problems and How Men Can Help Each Other.
Yeah, I know, but I don't see what you have as a problem, and it's hard for me to sit here and go,
But sometimes I ask women to dance. All they want to do is slow dance. All they want to do is rub on it and everything. And
Yeah, I know, man, and I'm hearing what you're saying, and what I'm trying to tell you is, it's going to be tough for me to see this as a problem that you have.
It hurts me. It hurts.
All right, it hurts not to be taken seriously as a human being. I understand that. But maybe you need to demonstrate a little bit more of your personality, okay?
Well, I want to,
Well, what do you want to do, man? All you've been talking about here is your pleather pants, how big your male member is, and that you like Captain Morgan's and Coke and wear a red bandana when you drink at the Rusty Pelican in Manhattan Beach.
No, but there's more to me. But women like that. They want to know what your tastes are and stuff.
But if you're wearing pleather pants and walking around showing it. Well, look, let me give our phone number out here, okay? It's 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is with us on this edition of The Problems That Men Have and How We Can Support Each Other. So we don't limit our phone calls just to men, but Chris says that he has a really large male member and women don't take him seriously as a human being as a result.
You're giving that look again.
Yeah, I am giving that look again because it's a hard thing for me to relate to. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Okay, we're with Chris Norton. Chris is a 28-year-old man from Manhattan Beach, and you're tired of being treated as a sex object, and you are treated as a sex object by women, correct? What you want to do is come right in here, Chris.
Yes, sir. Basically, because they want sex from me.
Because they want sex from you?
Yes, sir.
And that's because you have a large male member, as you say that?
Yes, sir. Because they can see it through my pants, and they do stare at it. And I think it's time that women stop using guys like me. I mean, women can be very shallow, and we're just asking them not to be so shallow and take advantage of me for the things that I know about. I do want to be a filmmaker someday. Although it is in adult films, I don't think that's bad. And also, right now, I do telemarketing for a pharmaceutical firm, and I do...
Well, what are the things you like to do? Do you like to run on the beach? I know you like to... You're athletic?
Yes, I do. I jog. I like to jog. Watch my weight. I enjoy working out at the gym. I do. I like to ride up and down the bike path on Venice Beach too.
Okay, that's a good start. Let me go to our phone call here. Erica, hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Very good. Chris, say hello to Erica.
Hi.
Hi, Chris. Are you waiting for my comment?
No, we're just all going to sit here and revel in the dead air because it's.
Well, no, basically I was just calling about, Chris, women have been dealing with this problem forever. There's no changing. You can't say men don't look. I mean, you just kind of have to deal with it.
No, but I mean, so you're saying that women have been dealing with that problem forever, so they have to deal with it too?
Yes.
Or do women want it to change?
Women with large breasts. Now, women can either cover them up if they don't like the attention, untuck your shirt, or you just deal with it.
That's an idea. Untuck your shirt and have it hang out or something?
Well, but that looks, it looks sloppy, you know. I pride myself on my dress and everything.
Well, then just don't date the women that are staring at your upper left thigh.
Can I ask you, do you have large breasts, or is this something that you have to deal with?
Yeah, I've dealt with it. I would not say that I'm a double D or anything like that, but I'm fairly a little larger.
All right. Okay. One thing that women do have, Mr. Henry, if I could say.
Go ahead.
Women can go in and have their boobs made smaller, but there's no penis reduction that I know about yet.
So are you saying you'd actually go for a penis reduction? If you're not going to untuck your shirt, you must not be that concerned about it.
Oh, I am concerned about it, but I don't want to walk in. I'm sure. So I'm supposed to walk into a restaurant with my shirt hanging out? What's that about, you know?
Well, don't.
What about some of those shirts that are styled? What about bowling shirts? Bowling shirts that hang out, you know?
Polo shirt?
I'm not, that's really not Chris Norton. Bowling shirt. What I do, I have a signature red bandana, and I have, I wear pleather or leather pants. They're not skin tight or anything.
Well, look at pleather or leather pants are going to hug the body a little bit, okay?
No, but they're not skin tight.
Well, if you're as big as you say you are, where the blood's draining out of your head, they don't have to be skin tight.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just think that what I was hoping to have happen was women would not treat me like no stud mule, you know? So...
Well, I would suggest that you not date those women. If a woman walks up to you and is looking at your thigh, I would suggest you walk away.
Well, hold on.
But apparently
Chris,
you're standing
Chris.
There long enough to get excited, so...
Well, I mean, I'm a man. I mean, women excite me. I'm sure. I'm not going to be excited.
Well, if
right,
you're
Chris,
that...
hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute, Erica. Chris, why don't you stand up for a minute, okay?
But, I mean, some are really hot, you know, and I can't always say no. If a woman is really hot... Okay, like Erica, you say that you're hot, you say that you have large breasts or not?
I would never say that I was hot.
Well,
I am attractive, but I don't think large breasts make somebody hot.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll be the judge of that, as the poet says, right? I mean, if you have large breasts...
Well, let me ask you something, Chris. Why don't you stand up?
Why?
I want to see what... Okay, and I'm not gay, all right?
Well, if you want to look at it.
Yeah.
Well, why do you want to look at it?
I want to see just how big this thing... I'm not gay, okay, man? It's just a guy here, all right?
I think it's a little gay.
Oh, hey, Erica?
Yes.
Is that gay of me to want to just have the guy stand up?
Well, no, you would actually need something to tell the listener is
yes.
he really as large as he says.
That's what I'm saying, Chris, okay?
All right.
Just stand up. Okay, I don't, where?
Right there.
Where? Right there, man. What, that?
Hello, man.
What are you talking about, man? I'm bigger than that. What is he talking about?
Well, then you must be hung like a stud mule.
No, I am not, and I won't get into discussing me, if you don't mind.
Would it be wrong to ask measurements?
Please don't pull it out. I'm not trying to pull it out, so get your hands away from me, too, all right? Don't hold onto the microphone, man. I'm not going to grab it, all right? I can't even see it.
Mr. Henry?
Stand up, though.
No, I want to... Mr. Henry, I think you're slandering me now. Why don't I take a look at yours, then?
No, man, you're the cat that says you're having a problem because your thing is so big. I can't... Where is it? I mean, Don't pull your pants down, okay?
Well, all right, what?
Don't pull your pants down, man. I don't want to see it that bad.
Come on, let's whip it out, man. Let's check it out. Let's go.
I ain't whipping anything out.
You're saying the what? I'm like an ingrown flea or something?
Just put your freaking thing back in your pants, man. Hey, Erica?
Yes.
It ain't no thing, okay?
Bullcrap, man. Anytime, Erica, I'll come over
what,
and show
what,
you. Okay, do you know those guys that do the penis puppets? They wanted me to be on the thing.
What do you mean, penis puppet? Okay, Erica, go ahead with your question. We're going to move on here. Just get away from me, will you, man?
Well, now you don't like me because my penis isn't big.
I'm basically done.
Yeah,
I just
I'm
called
done
to
too.
Make the
just
woman
get out of
comment.
Here, all right? Well, because my penis is not big. Get out of here! Hung like a stud mule. I ain't saying the guy was small. I'm just saying big wow. If that guy's big, I'm big, and I got news for you. I ain't.
I want to sue you for slandering my penis.
Oh, are you really? Oh, well, you go right ahead and do that. You're the guy that came in here. No, I don't want you to do that.
Well, it's not...
No, Chris, I don't want him to stretch it over a lampshade to see a map of Brazil, all right?
Never mind. You made my penis sad.
Yeah, that's too bad, man. That's a drag, daddy-o. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Blew out a whole segment to listen to that, and we could have been listening to yesterday's flashback, the old lady telling Bobby and Steve Dooley to shut up over and over again. That was fantastic. Let me just tell you that our website is up and running, philhenryshow.com. That is the only place you can get the best of the year 2001 CD. Why do you keep coming in here and showing me your penis? I don't understand.
Because... The man of the thing.
Put it back in your pants and get off the premises. Craig just turned around to see if there really was a guy standing at the door. That was great. PhilHenryShow.com. All you have to do is go to that website and you can pick up the Best of the Year 2001 CD. Best of the Phil Henry Show. Bring It is the name of the CD. Best of the Phil Henry Show 2001. And all of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless runaway squid in Hollywood. And again, that is $20, $350 shipping and handling for the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD year 2001. We'll be right back.